Now that I've established the routine of dropping a fresh episode every day, I think I've earned the right to use one of these days just to give you an interesting update on what I've been up to each week. I promise to keep this interesting. Really. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. You got the father here today, Jim, and you get a lot more father than son because he's got a life and I've got a hobby. But I'm here to entertain you today with some interesting information. If you enjoy it, don't forget to tell me by liking the episode, and please subscribe if you haven't done so yet. So this is the first of my weekly updates. I'm just going to bring to you a certain set of information every week, and I think I'll be able to keep it fresh and interesting for you along the way. I may adapt and mold this as I go, but here's the first one, and let's just see how it happens. I'm going to start off every week by telling you the books I've been reading over the past 7 days. So the past week, it doesn't mean last week. This is a Tuesday, but over the past 7 days, it's been a productive week. I started off by finishing Chesapeake Bay Monsters by Pete Kramer. Great self-published book, enjoyable read, went by really quick, and it's deeper than it first appears. I recommend that book. I've got an episode on it you can check out already. Spoiler light, lots of people are checking it out, so I hope more people are finding and reading this book. I read the last 3 books of The Chronicles of Amber by Roger Zelazny this week. That would be Sign of Chaos, Night of Shadows, and Prince of Chaos. All super short. They're okay. The series was just okay. It didn't give me the kind of finish that I was hoping for. Sort of ends with a meh. I mean, it's okay. Seriously. I wouldn't discourage anyone for reading it. But it wasn't the best thing ever, and certainly not as good as the first 5 books of The Chronicles of Amber. I'm still enjoying my Malazan journey. Toll the Hounds is what I'm on, book 8. This is a massive book that I started back on March 30th, and here I am, April 16th, only 15% in. But it's fantastic so far. I'm enjoying very much reading this book. I began book 1 of the Poppy War trilogy by R.F. Kuang this week. Book 1 is also called The Poppy War. 5 days ago I started it, and I'm already 85% in. This is excellent. This is the one I'm doing on audio right now, so I'm listening to it anytime I have a chance. I plan to go straight through this trilogy. Zach read all these last year and really raved about them, and once again, my son's judgment was right. Also back last Friday, I started another self-published one, Searching for Zen by Albert T. Franklin. He sent me a copy of this book, and it's going really well. Now, I'm only about 20% in. I read a little slower on the physical books, but it's really easy to keep picking this thing back up. I've pretty much been spending a little time with it each evening. Last thing I'm reading before I go to bed. It's quite good. The book has a different sort of vibe. I can't quite pin it down yet how to describe it. It's fantasy with just a slightly different feel. And I'm really, yeah, I'm digging it. So I will enjoy continuing through that book. All right, next category, places I've been. I travel a lot, mostly for work, but also some for pleasure. Sometimes it's just local travel around the Northwest region of the United States where I live. Other times, it's much farther reaching. It's worth tossing into the weekly update. This week, farthest place I was Buell, Idaho. Little rural town in south central Idaho. I was also in Meridian, Idaho, which is a suburb of Boise on the west side of Boise. That was both related to a work trip that I did. I've also been up to Yakult, Washington, enjoying a beautiful little wine dinner with my wife. You should do things with your partner that you enjoy together. And we like to eat and we like to drink wine. This was at a boutique winery just outside of Yakult, about 20 minutes straight north of our house. Beautiful drive from here. Aside from that, this week has been kind of tame. I haven't left Vancouver for any other reason, though I've been in numerous spots here around Vancouver, Washington. I haven't had as many reasons to stray from home. Next segment, things I've watched. Chopped. I've watched a bunch of episodes of Chopped with my wife. We're kind of addicted to cooking competitions, and I learn cooking stuff. So Chopped is fun. Shogun on Hulu. We are staying current with this FX show. I'm finding it pretty well done. I've read Shogun. I saw the original Richard Chamberlain series long time ago, back in the 80s. This is different, but I'm digging it. Even with all the subtitles, it's still working for me. I have watched a few episodes of The Three Body Problem on Netflix. I'm behind. I'm only through episode 4. But I've got some travel coming up this coming week, and I've downloaded the rest of the season's episodes, so I intend to get all caught up. This show is really well done, and it's straying from the book a little bit. It's an adaptation, but not so far that it's really troubled me in any way. I'm enjoying this show. And then other shows I caught, some episodes of NCIS Hawaii and CSI Las Vegas. Crime dramas, another guilty pleasure. Shoutouts for this week. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's participating right now in this month's Tri-Reader Twitter tournament that we're hosting on X. We've been voting on the most epic movie franchises of fantasy, science fiction, and horror. We are in the final semifinal today. We'll go into the final match tomorrow. It looks like no matter what, The Lord of the Rings is a winner. Not everybody included Lord of the Rings in their three picks, but a lot of them did, and it's going to be with both finalists no matter how things fall. But who are the other two winners going to be? We'll find out. You can look for it on our Twitter thread and have a say on the final tomorrow. Most watched episode and YouTube short of the week. I'm going to point these out each time. If you missed them, might be a good reason to go back and check them out. The episode that has the most views over the past 7 days is Chesapeake Bay Monsters, my reaction video to this book by Pete Kramer. In the last 7 days, it had 177 views. For us, that's pretty good for just a reaction video of a book. I'm very happy to have that many views so quickly. And there's been more today. It's now over 200 views. It's still climbing. There's something about this book. You might want to check that one out. My best YouTube short over the past week, Dad Jokes 26, Star Trek style, with over 9,300 views. And still picking up a few views now and then. So that dad joke seemed to hit the right note. Best comment of the week. I'm going to make sure I shout out somebody who engaged with us and in some way was memorable with their comment. This is the first time I've done it, so I'm going to give you two. On the YouTube short, Dad Joke 28, Harry Potter style, at Preppy Puppy 7983 wrote, "I saw this video going on my PlayStation, and I grabbed my phone from the other room, turned on my YouTube, went to your video just so I can like and comment." Thank you. We appreciate you taking the extra effort to engage. The other one was on the YouTube short, Dad Jokes 26, Star Trek style, at Fifth Disciple 482 posted, "I think I got it on 3 watches." Yep, some of those dad jokes are subtle. They take a moment, and they go by pretty fast. I mean, 15 seconds isn't a lot of time to think. That's part of the glory. Thanks for the comments, and we'll see what comment I have to bring forward next week. Finally, I'm going to end with a little game, a SFF book title scramble. So every week, I'll bring forward here the title of a book from fantasy or science fiction for you to try to puzzle out. What is it? The letters will all be scrambled. Now, the words will be in the correct order with the correct number of letters in each word. But the letters in those words can be mixed all over the place in any of the words. So this is not going to be easy. And there's an awful lot of fantasy and science fiction books to work with here. So I won't be surprised if people don't get this. But you're smarter than I may think you are. and you have a chance. I will give the answer on next week's video, but if you figure it out before then, feel free to try to be the first one to drop the correct answer in the comment box. So with that explained, here it is. Okay, good luck with that. It's a tough one. Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll be back again next week with an episode just like this one. Same kind of segments. We'll kind of grow into it. But for now, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you next time.